Jared Alexander joining us on a Tiger Talk this evening on your brand of country, Double K Country, coach of Nevada Lady Tiger Wrestling. Thanks for taking the time with us once again.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for having me in.
Yeah, so a lot has gone on since the last time we talked. Just talked last week, wanted to make sure to get you back on this week, but we got some returners going to state. First of all, talking about that district tournament with five Lady Tigers moving on. In preparation for that, I know there was a lot going into that with hosting it as well here in Nevada.
Yeah, there was a lot of preparation and a lot of hard work and a lot of people to thank. And, you know, I don't want to start naming names because I'll probably leave somebody out. But, you know, our high school administration, athletic director Dave Hawks, all the parents, the high school boys, just really thankful for everybody's help and willingness to jump in and help and pick up slack when it was needed. So the tournament ran really smooth. It was a long couple of days, but it's always nice when you're hosting the district tournament and you know, the kids can go home and sleep in their own beds on Friday night and get ready to get back at it on Saturday. So long weekend, but it was a good one. And we we had five girls qualify for the state tournament, so we're very, very proud of them. Avery Dawn, Sydney Baldwin, Leandra Schatz, Ella Hethman, and Drew Lear. So very proud of those five girls. And then also the other two girls that we had competing, Mallory Wiggins and Brinkley Janes, saw their season come to an end. But same thing, I told them that we told them over the weekend, very long and grueling season, and they made it to the end of it. So that right there is something for them to be proud of, because, you know, a lot of kids, girls, boys, don't always make it to the end of the season when things start getting tough and, you know, injuries happen. And so making it that far is something positive for them.
Yeah, so definitely making it that far, the positives. But like you said, five moving on to state. And within that, a mix of those that were, you know, moved on last year and some who just missed it.
Yeah, we, you know, going into Saturday morning, we had five girls in the semifinals, which essentially means they needed to win one more match, whether that be their semifinal match or their backside bubble match had they lost their semifinal. So Saturday morning, Avery Dawn lost in her semifinal match to the number one seed from Clinton, but was able to come back and win her bubble round match by pin. And then she faced off with another girl that she had wrestled previously in the tournament. It was a girl that we hadn't seen prior to districts. And when we matched up the first time, we were impressed with her skills. It wasn't a girl that we'd ever seen before. I don't know if she was a first-year wrestler or what, but she was pretty technical. Avery pinned her on Friday and won a 4-1 decision in the third-place match. So very proud of, you know, all of our girls. Semifinals, we had five girls in there, and two of them won to advance to the finals. The other three, when you get put back on the backside, there becomes a lot of pressure with that, because one more loss and your season's over with. So we're very, very, very proud of, you know, their mental toughness and how they were able to lock themselves back in and go out and wrestle. And one thing we told them was, you know, and we've been telling them this all year, the most important thing is the next match that you wrestle. Because sometimes kids can look ahead at tournaments and be worried about who they might face later on, and that gets in the way of who you're about to face right now. So really proud of, you know, their ability to handle that adversity, deal with it how they needed to deal with it, but be able to lock back in when they needed to and win their bubble matches.
Yeah, so, you know, kind of just impressive down the list, of course, with this tournament and then having to fight to, you know, get back into that position.
Yeah, and I think the common theme Coach Daniels and I talked about was just the resiliency and toughness that they showed. Sydney Baldwin in her bubble match, Coach Daniels and I were actually moving the rug on the mat to scoot our chairs closer, and look on the mat and Sydney's on her back. And we weren't sure how it happened, but she was very close to being pinned. But she was able to fight off her back in the first period. She was down at the end of the first period, was down 5-0. And you go back to being resilient and being mentally tough. A lot of young people would have panicked in that moment. And what I'm the most proud of Sydney for the whole weekend is that she stayed calm. She was able to compose herself and just continue to focus on wrestling her best and going to the things that she knows how to do and the things that she is very successful at. And she was able to pull that match out, which, you know, that just very proud of her for that, because I know personally when I was a senior, that exact same situation happened to me in my bubble match. I was a qualifier as a junior, go out in the bubble match and down 5-0 in the first period. And it would be easy to panic and freak out a little bit and get out of your game plan, but she was able to compose herself and stick with it, and ended up fighting back and winning that match. And Leandra Schatz came into the tournament seated, I think she was seated 6th, and in her quarterfinal match on Friday night, she ended up pinning the 3 seed, which was so big for her. And it was a girl that we knew we were going to have to beat at some point throughout the season, but we never got a chance to wrestle her. So Leander went out there and pinned her, and that was just a really big confidence booster for her. And she ended up losing her semifinal match to the eventual district champion. And then in her bubble match, wrestled a girl from Aurora that she had wrestled twice. She lost to her by pin the first time, beat her at conference by decision. So we knew it was going to be a tough match, and the girl she wrestled was a head and arm thrower, so we had a game plan on how to defend that, and Leander went out and executed it perfectly, and was able to punch her ticket to state, and just really proud of her and her abilities. This season, she's grown tremendously. Looking back to last year and the years before, when things got tough, Leandra wasn't always willing to fight through it, and that's where we've seen the most growth with her. When things get tough, she's shown the ability that she can continue to fight. And her style, Coach Daniels and I kind of describe her as a brawler. And she's kind of accepted that and embraced that. And she's super tough. And when she goes out and is physical, a lot of girls don't want to do that for very long. And so just really proud of her. And her, she's a first-time state qualifier for us. Avery and Sydney, this is their second time. And then Ella Hethman Jr. Mm-hmm. Just her matches were so tough all weekend long. On Friday night, she drew a girl from Reed Spring that we've wrestled before this season, and every time it's gotten closer and closer, she was able to grind out a 2-0 decision in her first match. It was super close, super stressful, and then turn right around in the quarterfinals, and wrestle a girl from Knob Noster that had dropped down from the 170-pound weight class, so we didn't really know much about her. And Ella, that match went into the third overtime, and Ella was able to get an escape to go up by a point, and then she was down again in the third overtime and got a reversal to clinch that match. And then for her in her semifinal match, turn around on Saturday morning, and we're wrestling a girl from Versailles who we wrestled at Buffalo. And the match was 1-0 going into the third period, and the other girl was hit with a stall call with 4 or 5 seconds left, her second one. And all that means is Ella was pushing the action, trying to score. The other girl was being very defensive and stalling, is what you call that in wrestling. So when you get hit with that twice, the other person gets a point. So that tied up the match for Ella and sent it into overtime. So she had a full match, an overtime match, and then a semifinal match went into overtime as well. She ended up pinning the girl in the second overtime, which was really huge for her, and that qualified her for the state tournament. So just Ella is the type of kid that she's going to continue. Doesn't matter who she's wrestling. She's going to fight and work until the match is over. And a lot of, you know, it took a lot of heart for her to get to that point with all those tough matches lined up right in a row. And, you know, very proud of her work and her toughness and her heart that she showed. And, you know, I went up into the stands after she won that match and gave her dad a high five, shook his hand, and, you know, he started to tear up a little bit. It was just a pretty emotional moment to watch Ella, who's worked so hard and had an injury as a freshman and, you know, lost in districts last year, to see her achieve that goal, which is very special.
Yeah, so a lot of great performances out there, and five Lady Tigers, and advancing to states, including, like we had mentioned before, Drew Lear taking a district title again. And
yeah, so Drew is the second Lady Tiger in the history of our program to win a district championship. Previously, that was Claire Pritchett, who, you know, Claire was the first state medalist in our program's history. She graduated just a couple of years ago, and all those girls grew up looking up to Claire. And so Claire was at the district tournament, and she was very visible and very present and taking pictures with the girls and cheering them on. And I know that the girls really, really appreciated that, because the impact she left on our program is still strong, and her presence there was inspiring to those girls. And Drew made it to the finals match against the girl from Adrian, who we've wrestled twice and we're 1-1 against. And it was just a very tough match. Drew ended up winning 2-0. Two periods, we were on top, and the girl was in the bottom position, and we were able to hold her down. We didn't get her turned like we wanted to, but Drew was able to control her wrists, keep her hips flat, and keep constant forward pressure on her, and the Adrian girl wasn't able to escape. And so Drew is wrestling really, really well right now, and she's got that mentality. Coach Daniels and I always say to her before she goes on the match, just go do some damage. She's just very physical, very strong, and, you know, just really, really proud of her and excited for her opportunity at state this year.
All right. Again, as we talk on Tiger Talk this evening on your brand of country, Double K Country, with Jared Alexander, as we discuss the district tournament here, five Nevada Lady Tigers now advancing to states. So yet a little bit of time between districts and states. So what do you got going on this week?
Yeah, so this week, you know, the boys are in preparation for their district tournament this weekend. And so practice-wise, we've just been kind of following the routine that they're doing and continuing to work on, you know, we've narrowed our game plans down toward the end of the season. And so we're just going to continue to hit those things and try to button up some things that, you know, we need to improve on. And really just we've shortened practice a little bit this week, try to give the girls a little bit more recovery time. And you know, the most important thing is make sure that mentally we're rested, because it's such a long and grueling season that, you know, there's no need for us to practice a full, you know, full-time practice like we would in the middle of season. So we've we've kind of shortened that a little bit, but we're still working hard. But we're a little bit more intentional with what we're doing at this point, just to make sure that we're ready to go next week. And on Sunday, the brackets will come out. So when they, you know, when we see those, we'll start breaking those down a little bit and specifically talking about game plans for our opponents if we know anything about them. And just, you know, we're ready to go. We're excited. It was a great weekend, and looking forward to state next week.
Yeah, as we had kind of discussed with the five advancing, kind of a little bit of a mix of those who have been there and those who might be participating for the first time.
Yeah, so three of our five wrestled at state last year, Avery, Sydney, and Drew. And Drew made it all the way to the bubble round match last year. Sydney won one match and lost two, and Avery lost both of hers, and her second one was a one-point match. So that experience for them is going to be really big, because the state tournament's at Mizzou Arena, and there's thousands of people there. There's eight mats, and so it can be kind of a daunting experience. So, you know, mentally we're just going to continue to focus on, you know, everything we tell them all season is the mat is the same size circle that it's always been. You're stepping up there and toeing the line to wrestle a high school girl that is in your weight class. So don't let the moment get too big. It's just a wrestling match, and go out there and focus on your setups, your takedowns, your breakdowns to control, and your escape moves from the bottom. And so that's just what we're going to continue to preach. But that's easier said than done when you get out there at Mizzou Arena, which is a giant arena, and there's thousands of people. So hopefully we can just focus on wrestling and going out and having fun and working hard and see what happens.
All right. So that's Wednesday and Thursday next week?
Yes, sir.
I believe so. All right. So hoping the best for you as we move along here. Thanks for taking the time with us, and yeah, go get them next week.
Yeah, thank you for having me in. And I just want to, you know, again, thank everybody that lended a hand and helped out and made districts run smooth. And also, being Valentine's Day, would like to wish my beautiful wife, Katie Alexander, happy Valentine's Day. She actually opened up the library to us last week to host our district seed meeting. And so she makes a lot of sacrifices when I'm busy coaching football and wrestling, and very thankful for her. And I just hope she has a great Valentine's Day.
All right. Perfect. Again, thanks for your time, and we'll chat again sometime down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate your coverage and looking forward to talking to you next week.
And coach of Nevada Lady Tiger Wrestling, Jared Alexander, joining us on a Tiger Talk on your Wednesday evening on Double K Country. Now joining us on Tiger Talk on Double K Country on your Wednesday evening, Forrest Drury, head coach of Nevada Tiger Wrestling. Thanks for taking the time with us once again.
You bet. Good to be here, Ben.
Yeah, I know it's been a couple weeks since we chatted, so in between that, let's just kind of recap to 8 days ago, senior night. Let's talk a little bit about that. Always a special time, but defeating Warrensburg, coming... Ending, I believe, the regular season portion of it with a win there.
Yes. Yeah, that was a really fun night and really neat to get the team victory with our seniors and leave them with a team win in the WIM gymnasium career for them. And I know Coach Alexander talked about our group of seniors last week, but especially, you know, anytime you have seniors, you're going to miss them, but this group especially, these guys, Henry, Campbell, Tyler Longobardi, and Kellen Ost, when I came into coaching, they were my first year of coaching at Nevada. They were seventh graders, and I was the head middle school coach, and have kind of, as they've worked up, I've kind of followed them, or they followed me, however you want to say it, but we've been together as a group, and really proud of these young men and who they are. You know, Henry, great work ethic and really, really good leader and role model for the younger kids below him. Really excited for him. In some of his previous years, he's battled through injuries, hasn't gotten to finish some of his seasons out, but really excited for him to go into the district tournament and, you know, just... Leave it all out on the mat. And then Tyler Longobardi, great wrestler, as we know from just his accolades and his accomplishments, but really, really proud of him and his leadership ability, how he leads our team. And him and Henry are wrestling partners, and they set the tone for the practice room, and they're always working hard. And the two of them, when girls' districts was going on, they asked if they could come in early to get a workout in. And so that's just the kind of thing that makes them very special, unique young men, and really proud of them getting through their wrestling career on a very, very high note and just setting the standard of excellence. And then Kellen Ost was somebody that joined us for his senior year. And for the lack of experience, he makes up for just his work ethic and his leadership abilities, and just a really fine young man that really focused on getting better, pushing his teammates, and doing everything possible to help the team. And so, yeah, great group of young men, and really, really proud of them, their leadership, and just who they are as young men. They, you know, they represent Nevada very, very well, and they make it easy. They do their actions speak volumes, and they use their words when needed. So, yeah, really proud of this group of seniors. Going to miss them a lot, and was exciting to get a team victory. And I believe we finished the regular season with a 17-5 dual record, and that's by far the best season that Nevada has had in quite some time on the team side of things. And that's definitely a testament to these seniors and their work ethic and their leadership ability for the younger guys on our team.
Yeah. Again, you mentioned the work ethic with these seniors and getting ready to get some work in here with a little bit of time off between that senior nights and upcoming, you know, districts coming up this coming weekend for the, for the boys' side of things. But yeah, what you know, how has that been approached? You know, as a team and some of those wrestlers to, you know, be still getting that work in, but also you know, kind of, you know, at this point of this season, you want to recover too a little bit.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and it's, you know, physically we are tapering off at this point in the season. Practices are getting a little bit shorter. Still doing some pretty intense goes, but maybe a little bit more rest period in between intervals, and doing more, a little bit more mental training. That's something we always do throughout the year, but you know, now that physically we're dialing back just a little bit, we're getting more mental reps, have kids do different visualization activities to try to, you know, visualize themselves wrestling to the best of their capabilities, because it's hard to believe if you can't visualize it. And so that's kind of a step that we take and focus on at this point in the season. And yeah, give them some rest, make sure that we keep, you know, keep sharp by focusing on the little details. So we're not adding too many new things, but just focusing on doing the little things right, building on the strengths that we've had throughout the season, and, you know, fine-tuning some of those weaknesses that have caused us problems throughout the year. But yeah, at this point, you know, conditioning-wise, we're in shape, and now it's time to taper off a little bit. And so, yeah, this is a nice time to have a little bit of a break from competition, focus on some of those finer details of technique that take a little bit of time to work through, and still have quality wrestling time and work through different situations, and then have that visualization time that we focus on at this point in the season.
Yeah, again, as the focus comes on this Friday and Saturday, district tournament, where is that again this year?
This will be at Eldon High School. And so, yeah, it's been, districts has been at Seneca for the last several years, so changing locations, but yeah, excited for this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So as it is, what, you know, for those that are on this team for the Nevada Tiger Wrestling, on that, who has experience in this district tournament, and, you know, what do they kind of know about this experience?
Right. So Tyler Longobardi was a state qualifier last year, and he was runner-up at his weight class last year. So he's got experience. We don't have a lot of guys with experience, with the district tournament experience. DJ Glidewell, as a freshman last year, has some experience. He was down in Cassville last year. And I believe this is Henry's first district tournament. As mentioned, he had some injuries that prevented him in some of his previous seasons. We have a pretty large group of freshmen that have maybe had an older family member that they've watched in districts, but they haven't competed in districts yet. And so, yeah, we're relatively inexperienced at the district level, but, you know, I think we have a good mindset going in that expectations don't matter, you know, whether you're supposed to get first in your bracket or supposed to get last, depending on your seed, those don't matter. You know, they're on paper. Anytime you get to step foot on the mat, anything can happen. And our goal is to focus on wrestling to the best of our ability, scoring points, and let the rest take care of itself. And so, you know, I've told the guys, expectations really don't matter. It doesn't matter what people expect. The only thing that you should expect of yourself as a wrestler is to give 100% effort and let the rest fall in place where it may. So that's kind of our focus going in. And, you know, wrestling's a little bit different. We'll have our seeding meeting tomorrow. And so we don't know exactly where everybody's going to end up in their bracket. Each weight class has a bracket, and kids will be seeded mostly according to their record, but also according to who else they've beaten in the district tournament, as well as, you know, who's qualified for state in previous years, if anybody's a state medalist, different things like that go into the seeding factor. And then some cases, and this was more so with the girls, but some cases it comes down to just deciding what that person is going to be seeded based off of coach's vote. And so, it'll be – that seeding meeting will take place tomorrow. And so we'll know for sure once that comes out. But kind of going into the seeding meeting, you have an idea of where guys should be, but you never know for sure. Yeah.
So you're able to prepare a little bit for what a potential opponent would be. But again, the focus at this point and this far into the season kind of on yourself a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, just not getting caught up in all the hoopla or the big stage or the pressure of, you know, this is the last tournament, but just focusing on, hey, stick to our plan, control what we control, and go out and wrestle to the best of our ability, focus on scoring points, and I think the rest takes care of itself. So,
all right. So, again, that district tournament coming up this Friday and Saturday at Eldon. Anything else you'd like to add here to, as we prepare for the district tournament?
Yeah, just really proud of this team. As mentioned earlier, one of our best team records in quite some time, and just their dedication, who they are as young men, they rise to the challenge of setting the bar high and representing Nevada with respect, hard work, discipline, and responsibility. And I think that really showed last weekend. We were able to host a district tournament for the girls, really exciting. And our boy wrestlers were the ones to run that tournament to kind of keep the clock and scoreboard and all that going, keep the mats clean and roll them up at the end and all that. And they really did a great job. And the referees even afterwards came up and said that was a great group of young men. So really proud of them and their accomplishments this season and really excited moving into this final part of the season. And excited for this district tournament this weekend.
All right. Well, again, thanks for your time, and we'll look to chat. We'll figure out a time when to chat for the next Tiger Talk.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you, Ben.
Again, head coach of Nevada Tiger Wrestling, Forrest Drury, joining us on a Tiger Talk this Wednesday evening on Double K Country. We'll take this step aside, and Mike Harbutt will wrap things up after this.